Our guest on our program is Andy Bartlett, manager for the Legend State Park. What a year.
Yeah. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Here it is. We're winding down 2024. Centennial celebration for the park.
We had a wonderful year.
You had
a lot of stuff. Yeah.
A lot of things went on. A lot of things planned. A little cool on the rededication day. Well, it was rainy, blustery day, but...
Pretty typical fall weather.
Didn't bother Vern at all, did it?
No, and we were due. We had so many events this year, and the weather worked out for us in every single one of them, and it didn't ruin this one, but it wasn't perfect.
Yeah. Well, we did have a lot of different people showing up for a lot of different events during the year. And, you know, and again, you really wanted to get people out to the park for a variety of reasons, and they came.
Yeah, part of that whole planning phase for the centennial year was to celebrate the year, you know, celebrate the great historical significance that that park has through those different types of events like birding events and history hikes, the rededication, the big event we had in September, and we had hundreds of people all year long that came out for a variety of different reasons and events, and it was just a great year to celebrate the park.
And for those that listened to the podcast that were done, a lot of people came in to talk about the history, and there's a lot of people I hear will say, I remember that. I remember doing that. I remember going there for that.
Yeah, and great program with KWBG here. We had, I think, 14 interviews this year and 4.5 hours of audio of people who have worked at the park over the years, people who've been involved deeply with the park. And, you know, that's available here on your website. And it's just a great feature to have to collect those memories.
Well, I like listening to them, especially I know these guys that were out there. And Vern, I can't help but listen to him and enjoy what's going on. So one thing you always do is have a kind of a year-end wrap-up meeting, an open house, I guess we call it. But you try to go for mid-December, and if Mother Nature cooperates, we get it done. Otherwise, we've had it gone back into January. But let's not do that this year.
No. Yeah, we've had it, I think, eight or 9 years now.
Something like that,
we've done this in a row. And, you know, it was virtual during 2020. But it's just a great way to host a meeting or an event where you can come and find out more about the park. So we recap a little bit about what happened over the last year and then look ahead into the next year to talk about things coming up at the park. And one of the better things about it, too, is lots of members of Friends of the Ledges usually show up. So if that's something that's been on your mind about wanting to get involved with a nonprofit group here locally, they're a great asset to have at the park and a great group of people that promotes the park.
You can find out a lot more about them there. You've got people that occasionally, well, you've had several times people from the state office come.
Definitely. And we invite our leadership team at DNR, our management team within the Parks Bureau, our local legislators, just a way to kind of promote and highlight what we do at the state park and get people involved and help them become more aware of how that park operates year to year.
So one of the great things is we always have, again, it's never really a long presentation. You can talk about the traffic and the number of people in, and you can talk about the centennial celebration. So we usually get started, doors open at 6 o'clock. It's at the City Hall Auditorium, for those that are wondering, in Boone City Hall Auditorium. Handicap accessible. You can use the west side entrance if you need to. But we'd always like to get more people out there to find out what's going on. And when you were doing campground renovation, rejuvenation effort, we did have a number of extra people that came to see that. Maybe not necessarily friends of the ledges, but frequent.
Yeah, yeah.
Frequent
people
visitors.
Curious about what's going on there. This Thursday night, the 19th, we'll be there as early as 6 o'clock. You can come in and mingle around a little bit at 6:30. I'll give a real short talk or presentation on, you know, things that'll take place at the meeting, and then the rest of the time is just, you know, you can mingle. You can talk to us as park staff about what happened this last year. There'll be slideshows of pictures and things that might spur some conversation of events and programs and projects over the last year. And then we'll look ahead a little bit to next year. And one of the big things that we're holding this meeting for, obviously, not only to connect to the people that use the park, but we have this new forest stewardship plan, which is a plan that sets forth the management of the park's forest resource forever, really, which is a plan that'll be reviewed and updated as needed. But it's been a few years of work by our district forester, Aaron Wright, to stand map the whole park. So it's alleges is 1,100 acres. It's a pretty good sized state park, and most of it is forest. Mm-hmm. So to be able to take good care of those resources, those forest resources. This plan identifies probably about 75 or 80 different forest stands of those acres that we have in forest. And each one has its own unique prescription for what we can do for management activities on it. And a lot of that includes invasive species work, some prescribed fire, some understory thinning. And you're going to hear a lot about that at this meeting, and then be able to ask questions, provide input on the plan itself and how we're going to execute it.
So this is, again, something, again, for people that are familiar or have been down to the ledges, want to know what's happening down there, this is really some long-range plan on how we're going to preserve our
that's right.
our ledges.
That's right. And that was part of this centennial year was, mm-hmm. you know, preserving the unique features, the natural resources that that park houses. And this plan does that. It sets forth guidelines and steps and timelines of taking good care of those forest resources. And, you know, hopefully even if it's not, you know, in your vested interest to know about what's going on at ledges pertaining to managing the forest resource, maybe you have a forest resource at home that you want to take better care
sure.
of. Our district forester does that sort of stuff for private landowners, and he'll be there to answer those questions and provide guidance on how you can connect with him at a later date to maybe explore those options on your own property.
I got to say, a lot of hours have gone into trying to deal with invasive species already. And there's a lot more needed.
We have, yeah. I mean, last year alone, the Friends of the Ledges raised a lot of local grant dollars to help purchase Conservation Corps Minnesota and Iowa crew time. And those crews came out chainsaw ready, and we cut and we treated a lot of woody invasive species like honeysuckle and barberry and autumn olive. And to date, I think we're well over 45 acres cleared in, you know, a year and a half. And those efforts continue. You know, a lot smaller efforts. We
yeah.
get smaller volunteer teams out there and staff actually doing it this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon this week with
okay.
nicer temperatures. So.
Yeah. Get them as often as you can and get out there, get them done. And those are some of the challenges, people. 100 years ago, we didn't have these issues with it.
That's
or
right.
Or we would have burns. You know, there would be burns within there and stuff.
Yep.
Mother Nature took care of that. So.
Yep.
But now we have to, we kind of manage it and do the controlling. So the big thing on here is, once again, take a look at this stewardship plan. This is some long-range planning for the future of the park. And then you can find out, how do I want to be a part of this? At least you'll know what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Friends of the Ledges are there. They take a pause usually over the winter months from their regular business meetings. You know, this month would have been a regular meeting for them, but our annual meeting takes that place. January, they're off, and they'll pick back up again the third Thursday of February with their normal business for the year, and then they'll meet every month thereafter through 2025. But you'll find out a lot more information about Friends of the Ledges from talking directly to them at this meeting. They'll have membership there that'll talk about their endowment that they created in late 2023.
Oh, yeah.
That helps, you know, fund to help in perpetuity for the park and the resources that it houses and the facilities and trails. So, you know, year-end giving stuff, if you're into that, this is going to be a great opportunity to be able to provide a good donation that'll go back to the park.
Find out more about that. So some of the other things you'll do is kind of take a look ahead at 2025 and what other, besides the stewardship plan, getting it. Going through public review at this time. We do have projects that I know you're looking at.
Yeah, we've been working with our DNR engineering office, and we are going to replace our East Campground shower building in 2025. The goal, we just had a planning meeting last week, the goal of that is to bid this project out on March 1st and then be able to have it, you know, contract in hand by March 1st, I guess you could say, and the contractor just goes. And the end date we're hoping is by July 1st. Things will be ready to open up and have that open for well over half of the camping season. But we'll have to work around a little bit of construction on the east side of that campground until that project's done.
So get that part. What about the shelter?
The Oakwood shelter.
What's the status like there?
The snag on that one is the funding is there to do the repairs of the shelter. However, our engineering staff has struggled a little bit over 2024 hiring an architect to fill a vacancy that became open in April of 2024. So I think last I heard, fingers crossed, they had really good applicant they were going to offer a position to for an architect within our engineering bureau. But that saves us tremendously on the cost of that project by having an architect in-house to design that renovation. So the funding's dedicated for it. We're hoping to have an architect on staff really soon, and we can start trudging forward with, you know, the bidding and the design and all of that to get that project rolling this year, too.
I would say it's one of those where Yes, we would like to be able to use it, but we've been getting by without.
Yeah.
But sure would be nice to have it
this,
back.
This isn't the only project in our state park system that's kind of been hung up with this little stuff.
I would venture to guess. That's right. Well, I know that a lot of people are looking forward to getting that back up and moving too. So are there some other things that you're looking at here in 25, maybe getting some ideas started about moving it? I know the flood parking lot and the old building down there, is that something that ever we would see moved? Or?
I hope it is. I honestly do. You know, that old, the Carl Fritz Henning shelter was moved in 1998, reopened in 99. The bathroom facility that went with it was just left in place. And so it's been 25 years of, you know, flood events and exposure to the elements without upkeep to it, because it's not really a facility that's open to the public other than pictures and admiration of it. So that's also conversation right now with members of Friends of the Ledges is ways in which we can work with the state to raise dollars and execute a project where we move that building out of the floodplain, repurpose it in a different area of the park, and preserve that Civilian Conservation Corps built structure that is really significant to the park's history.
Got a lot.
Yeah.
ideas
and people who want to be helped part of that project or any other project, you know, more than welcome to come connect with us at this meeting Thursday night at City Hall, or, you know, get on Friends of the Ledges. They have a Facebook page. They have a website now, which is new this year, friendsoftheledges.org. You know, they can connect with us at the park as well, and we can put them in contact with that. So we always are welcoming new membership.
Well, as we get ready for the new, you mentioned, a history hike coming up on the 23rd as we wrap that up. Really, the new year kicks off with the first day hike. And outside of one due to, like, extreme deadly wind chill, and another one, I think the first one, you weren't ready to go with it. But you guys haven't missed.
We haven't missed a first day hike, and it kind of became a thing with state parks in Iowa, except for some cold weather conditions in a couple years. But it's a way for people to get outdoors and start the new year off outdoors with their local state park staff, volunteers. Again, another great opportunity to connect with Friends of the Ledges. We'll meet at Oakwoods Picnic Area at 10:30 a.m. on January 1st.
He almost said shelter.
The Oakwoods Picnic Area.
We used to.
Yep.
But, well, I tell you, when it was still open in that, well, there was a cold one there when we were like 10, 15 below wind chill. But you had a nice fire in there.
It helped.
Warmed
definitely.
Everybody up.
It helped.
So first day hike.
10:30 on the 1st.
Okay.
And Clint Peterson, our park ranger, will lead the hike this year. Go down into the canyon and back up, or you can disperse and hike more of the trail system if you want. If you want something a little longer, a little more challenging. We're also having a free will donation chili feed at the park office that day, which will kick up about 11 o'clock. So honestly, if you don't want to hike and you want to come out and partake in the chili feed, you're more than welcome to. That'll be about 11 o'clock to 1 or 1:30 is the time frame on that. And Friends of the Ledges will be putting that on. So that was really popular last year.
It did. It came all of a sudden. Whoa. Everybody stopped. Well, you had a lot of people because last year wasn't too bad. They made it all the way down around. And a lot of them did the long walk and came up the hill on the other side. Clint was a little concerned the year I went and tried to go up the Indian Trail thing. I was wondering if I was going to make it.
As easy or as difficult as you want with that hike. You know, we hiked down to the first crossing last year, and it was fairly balmy weather for January 1st. And then a lot of people just dispersed and spent the day in the park on the trails, and it was a lot busier than what it normally would have probably been on January 1st.
And again, for the Friends of the Ledges doing the chili feed just for donations and stuff, that's really a kind of a... It was very popular last year, and I think they're hoping for good weather this year to get a good crowd out.
Yeah.
And the thing is, your first day hike here, you get people from all over.
We do. A lot of people will plan out, you know, since many other state parks in Iowa, really this is a state park thing across the nation, is first day hikes. It's sponsored by the National Association of State Park Directors, but there's people I've talked to at the Ledges hikes that have planned out their entire day to start in the morning with a hike at one park, go to another park, and then end up in the evening at a different state park.
Sure.
So our DNR webpage or website for state parks has a lot of information on state park first day hikes.
Yeah.
So you could plan a full day of it if you really wanted to.
We got a lot of people locally. They will. They'll make three, four if they can get to them all, if the weather it cooperates, and that's the big thing.
Especially if there's a park around here like Springbrook, Walnut Woods, Brushy Creek, some of those, Pine Lake, if they're participating, you know, and you've never been there, what a great way to interact with the staff and volunteers there and see a new park.
Yeah, and again, it's all about timing and weather, so we'll keep our fingers crossed on the weather for this. Don't know what we're expecting for the first, but it doesn't matter. We'll have people that'll be out there. They're going to be ready to go. And I know the friends, they help Clint get everything lined up, ready to go in the morning. So be expecting to have them approach you.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Say, you're here for the hike. Okay.
Yep, here for the hike, here for the chili, you know, want to learn more about the park. This is how you do it.
Last year, they did a lot of centennial things with it.
Yes, so, yes.
Looking forward to a good one. And again, then from over at the... at the office space, I call it, your garage.
Yeah, big sign out front says park office.
Park office.
And I'll guarantee you'll see lots of vehicles there.
They'll be there. And again, it should be a good time. I think that'll work out good.
Yeah.
But look forward to that. And again, with any questions, you can always call and ask.
That's right.
Somebody will be there to help.
That's right.
Out. So once again, the meeting on Thursday evening, City Hall Auditorium. You've done the City Hall Auditorium. It works out pretty conveniently for you. Start around 6 o'clock, or at least open the doors at 6.
Yep.
And just brief presentation around 6:30.
And then an opportunity to connect with those of us that work and volunteer at the park and learn more.
And from your point, I know you spent a lot of time working on it, on the stewardship plan for the park. How important, again, for those that are just supporters of the Ledges State Park, whether they're part of Friends of the Ledges or just because they live here, finding out about the stewardship plan and long-range plans, kind of issues you're facing, a lot of people might not be aware of it if they
haven't
been through.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. You know, there was a lot of not only stand development of these stand maps, but then we had it reviewed by professionals in the DNR from wildlife biologists to non-game biologists with the Wildlife Bureau of the DNR, and they provided a lot of great input on species that could be impacted by some of these management activities. So there's some really thorough investigation into the execution of this plan.
Because you have ash trees down there.
We do, yep.
And I mean, like, and the derecho had its impact on you and everything else. So it's important people realize what we've got and what we're going to try to do to preserve it.
That's right.
And the kind of work that it's going to take going forward. Andy Bartlett, our guest on our program today, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.